33, the highest court. There is a motto carved over the entrance to the U.S. Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. The words are, "Equal justice under law." Supreme Court justices are dedicated to this motto. The writers of the 1787 Constitution of the United States provided for a Supreme Court in Article 3. Surprisingly, the Constitution does not specify the number of justices, nor does it tell what their duties are. It also does not say when or where they are to meet. In its early history, the Supreme Court had a relatively weak role in government. Its job was to interpret the Constitution. At that time, there weren't many interpretations to be made. As the United States grew, the Constitution was more often challenged. The Supreme Court responded to those challenges. Its strong responses helped to keep the Constitution up to date. They also strengthened the power of the court. It became a highly respected and equal third branch of government. Today's court is made up of a Chief Justice and 8 Associate Justices. All justices are appointed by the President. The appointments must be confirmed by the Senate. These are lifetime appointments. Lifetime appointments ensure that a justice's decisions do not affect his or her position in office. A justice can make decisions without fear of being fired, voted out of office, or replaced on political whim. On the other hand, life appointments can be a problem. An aging justice's questionable health may hinder his or her ability to do the job. It is interesting to note that few justices have ever stepped down. Usually it is death rather than retirement that removes a justice from the Supreme Court bench.